The time is 7:16. We're at 31 degrees after a cold start of 28. So the temperature is moderating slightly, but a nice afternoon ahead with sunshine. And I have a whole studio full of guests with us this morning. We're honored to have with us people from the Theater Center. And who's the spokesperson, Scott? Is it you?
No, it is not me, Jerry, but it's good to see you. I thought I would be the only car on the road this morning, but other people get up this early. I didn't know it.
Yeah, they really do, actually.
I know you're always here.
Yeah, Jeannie?
Hello.
Hello there. Are you the spokesperson?
I'm one of them. One of many here this morning.
Well, whoever wants to take it away.
Good morning, Jerry.
It's good to have you.
I'm Stephanie West. I'm the president of the board of directors for Theater Center, and we are collaborating again for the second annual Christmas Cabaret at Easy Street Restaurant Entertainment Hall and Bar, and we have Shane Gibbons here with us representing Easy Street.
Good morning, everybody. Shane Gibbons. Glad to have you listening.
And it's good to have you out with us, Shane.
Thanks, Jerry.
And go ahead, Steph.
We have an exciting lineup this year. This is our second annual Christmas Cabaret fundraiser for Theater Center, and we've added to our list of MCs this year. Last year, our show was hosted by Scott Wright. And
I limped it home. I need some help this time.
Okay, yes. So we have recruited Shane Gibbons himself and Kelly Turner, who also hosted our summer cabaret for Theater Center. She's been a big help and director and involved in Theater Center for many years, and so we appreciate her time and talents. And Jeannie Hatmaker, of course, is also a board of directors member for Theater Center, and she is our director for our show this year.
Yes, and I'm so excited because we have a lot of returning performers, a lot of the favorites last year. Of course, they were all amazing. But we've got some new faces as well. We've got some younger kids with some big, powerful voices. Some of the returning members are Blair Perry, who's got a very busy band schedule, a very successful band, and she's agreed to come back and do a couple of songs. Tony O'Neill, Debbie Sullivan, Marley and David Sanford, Logan Graves, Elizabeth Baker, Megan McGatha, Jeremiah Wheeler, Hannah Culpepper Warden, myself, Shane, and then, like I said, we have some new faces that you will really love. So we're very excited about this year's show. And you know, if Shane and Scott and Kelly are all together on the stage at one time, it's going to be a hoot. We don't even know what's going to happen. They say director, but I don't even know what they're going to do. But I know it's going to be funny.
I've been working on my pratfalls and spit takes. There is some talk about a vanilla cream pie to the face, and I assume that's going to be me.
Of course it is.
Kelly is working with the chimpanzee that she stole from the Birmingham Zoo earlier this year. And Shane is going to juggle a bowl ball, a wedding cake, and a running chainsaw. If you want to shake hands with Shane, do it before December the 10th. You may not be able to afterwards.
There you go. That sounds exciting already. We haven't even gotten there. And Kelly, come ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very exciting and a lot of fun. I actually moved my anniversary dinner for this. So, yikes.
Oh, wow. When did you get married?
20 years ago.
I'm late to the party on that one.
Yeah. Thank you for the congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Belated.
20 years later. Yeah. No, we're all excited to be there. All the Turners will be there, and we're looking forward to it this year. We missed it, or part of us missed it last year, and so we're excited to be here this year.
Your part of it missed it last year. Right, you weren't there. You were somewhere else.
KT and I were on our anniversary dinner last year.
That's right.
And she moved it this year just for the Christmas Cabaret, and we appreciate that, Kelly. Shane, tell us about what we can expect.
Well, you know, we've put a lot of thought and preparation into this year, and me and Kelly.
Have we?
Yeah, myself and Kelly.
Yeah, we're prepared.
We're going to get started on that right away.
Just tirelessly. In fact, we're leaving directly from here and spending the whole day.
Straight to rehearsal.
I'm just now hearing about this.
They recruited me because I own a building and the equipment.
That's over at Easy Street.
Yeah.
Among other reasons, yes.
But we're glad to have everybody. It was a great event last year, and I can't wait to do it again this year. It's just a testament to this community, how many talented singers and performers and entertainers that we have. I'm amazed every time we get everyone together, and you just see everybody in the same room in this relatively small community that are just great at what they do.
Absolutely. Well, we know you've got a great lineup now. With that being said, How many people will you be able to seat for this show?
We're looking at 200, okay. And I think that we've sold a lot of the tickets, maybe more than half right now. So those will go quickly in the next week and a half. I haven't checked the numbers today, so make sure you get out there and get your tickets, because once those are sold out, there's nothing we can do. We're full.
Absolutely. And now the tickets are on sale. Where? Who has
them? You can go to ticketleap.com and you can search Easy Street. Or we've also, if you can post the link for us on WEIS, because if you're like me, I can't remember an entire web address.
Right.
So that I checked yesterday, and you can actually go to ticketleap.com and you can search the venue.
Okay.
So, and also, what comes with that price is a three-course meal, and then you get three sets of entertainment. And I know Shane and his crew have worked really hard about the menu, and it was excellent last year, and they did an amazing job getting the food out, and people just really enjoyed it. It's a time where you can come out and celebrate the holidays. You can get dressed up. It's a great date night. It's a great family night. And we had people very excited about a lot of things last year with the music. And then, you know, you have people who reminisce about the holiday spirit. So it's a mixture of emotions that you can experience when you're there.
Okay, now you mentioned getting dressed up. How dressed up? Is it a black tie?
No.
Okay, not that.
You know, you can wear jeans or you can wear a shiny dress. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say Sunday overalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, pants
if
option.
If that is your Christmas spirit, then you put on those overalls and come on down.
Right. Now just want to check and be sure.
Yeah. But, and I just wanted to take a moment, Jerry, and just say a thank you to Easy Street for this.
Yes.
They donate their building and their time, and they're not making money on this. They are supporting Theater Center, and it's just a testament to how devoted they are to our community theater, and we're grateful to them for that. So
absolutely.
I just want people to know that.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. I have a great time too. Doing it.
Well, that's good. It's going to be a good time for all. Not only will Shane, will you have a good time, Scott's going to enjoy himself wherever he is.
Wherever I am, yes.
That's exactly right, I know. But it's going to be a great evening of entertainment. Now, for the people getting the tickets, how long will the show be?
We are opening the doors at 5 o'clock p.m., and the show and the appetizer will be served at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a set of music, then we'll have dinner, and then we will have another set of music and dessert and another set of music. We should get run till about 9 p.m.
Bathroom breaks in between,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm going to need a couple of those.
Yes.
Always got to make
absolutely.
Sure you cover all the contingencies there. And be sure, but it sounds like a great event and a great time. And Jenny's going to get me that link, and we're going to put it on our website and do a write-up on this so that people will be able to get the tickets while they last. The tickets are not guaranteed any longer than that 200 ticket, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a ticket to this Christmas cabaret, it's going to be a wonderful night and of holiday music, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, of all genres. I mean, it's all Christmas music, but, you know, you're going to have everything from ballads to up-tempos to rock to country. So it's not just one style of music. It's not, you know, Broadway music. It's music for everyone. And also about tickets, if you go to the Theater Center Facebook page or the Easy Street Facebook page as well. And of course, all of us board members are sharing it like crazy on our pages. So if you just want to go click on the link there, you can get your tickets, because there are no paper tickets. So we just wanted to make it simple for everyone, because last year we had everybody running down to the chamber. And so we're hoping that makes it a little easier for everyone to,
sure.
to get their tickets.
So they'll all be digital tickets.
Yes, sir.
And then you can get those online, and we're going to make that easy for you.
And it will send you a confirmation email, and if you just want to screenshot that on your phone, or there should be a record of it.
Yeah, yes. we'll have
they'll have a record of it at Easy Street. So if you don't have access to a printer, or you don't know how to screenshot, they'll have it listed on a piece of paper when you walk in.
Sounds like fun. Just the first 200 people are going to get to enjoy the show, so you need to get your tickets now.
Oh, another point. I'm sorry, Jerry, but there's not assigned seating either, so it's just a general seating event. So
get there early, knock over a little old lady if you have to get down in front. It's going to be fine.
But I did design the place to where every seat has a view of the stage, but you know, if you want a little closer, you may want to get there a little earlier.
Absolutely, it's going to be fun.
And it worked out wonderfully last year because if you had like maybe three sets of couples, they would sit with people they didn't know and like make new friends. And
yeah, it's like comedy club seating. Yeah, we're all together.
So we had a great time last year, and we will be making some announcements about our 2023 upcoming Theater Center season. So we will be announcing our new season of the show lineup, and we will even be announcing auditions for our first show coming up in March. So look forward to that. And we will also have available for folks a QR code to fill out a form to become patrons for the new season, for the 2023 season. And if you would like to volunteer, Theater Center needs volunteers. And if you are in our community, just because you're not on the board of directors doesn't mean you can't come and help us. We want and we need you to come help us make these shows possible for our community here in Center.
Now, you have a lot of volunteers that are not performers, I understand. Is that correct, Stephanie? You're like people behind the scenes?
Yes, behind the scenes.
Whether you're good with a microphone or good with a mop, we can use you at Theater Center.
Absolutely.
If you can sew, yeah. If you can build, if you can organize, or if you can
keep children quiet.
Absolutely.
A lot of volunteers needed for the performance.
Yes, absolutely. So this is your theater, your community theater, and we want you to be involved with us.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate your patronage and your support over all these years. It's been a little tough for the past couple of years with COVID and restrictions, and so this was our first year back to try to get back to a bit of normalcy. So we are looking forward to a fabulous season next year, and we hope everyone will come out and support us. And we thank Easy Street and Shane Givens for their time and talents. And Shane's a big supporter of Theater Center, has been in Theater Center productions, and so I think this has been a vision of yours for Easy Street, probably, for your community.
Oh, yeah. That's why we call it an entertainment hall. I mean, a lot of people think there's just music. We do whatever we can up there. I mean, these kind of performances and shows, and it's built to showcase talent around this area, and that's what we do.
And it does it very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, does it very well, absolutely. And you won't find better equipment set up anywhere in the area.
Oh, my gosh.
I spared no expense, I'll tell you that.
and the quality of the sound indicates that, Shane. Yeah, it's great.
The quality of the monthly payment also indicates that.
Well, we appreciate it. As somebody that's been on that stage, it is, bar none, one of the finest stages in sound equipment. And the lights, you feel like you're rock stars when you're on that stage, really. I mean, all the, you know, the smoke and the lights, and it's just amazing.
If you haven't been there, you've missed a treat. So this
Absolutely.
Will be a great time to enjoy it and enjoy the Christmas holidays. And like you said, a great time to kick off the Christmas season.
Yes.
If you haven't already started celebrating, that'll be the time. Let's give them the date and the time again.
Okay, our date is Saturday, December the 10th. We will open doors at 5 p.m. Show starts at 5:30. Your tickets are available through the link on Facebook for Theater Center or Easy Street and Weiss Radio, soon to be. And let's see, what else do I need to say about
Don't eat before you come.
Yes,
don't right, because it's
come.
A three-course meal.
Three-course meal with a soup appetizer. We have chicken, smoked chicken.
Yep. My dad, Jimmy, he's a grill master there. Well, not just there, anywhere he approaches a grill, he's the master of it, whether you want him to be or not.
Boy, I hope he's not up and heard that.
He does a great job. And so it's going to be smoked chicken halves, and then we'll have some mashed potatoes and green beans and cream corn. And then he makes a wonderful Brunswick stew that we're serving as an appetizer. And then we'll have a banana pudding that he also makes for dessert. So it's a great meal.
It's a home-cooked meal outside of home.
Yeah, that's right.
Great. Sounds wonderful. Anything else that any of you would like to share?
I think we've covered it all. Just check out our Facebook pages. Check out Theater Center. Check out Easy Street. You can check out mine, Kelly Turner. I've also been trying to share everything on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. So go to those social media outlets. And if you can't find it, give us a call and we'll help you out.
And we'll have all this on the Weiss Radio webpage later today as
Excellent.
Well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Site. We'll cover it as well. So we're thrilled to help out any way we can, and we appreciate all of you taking your time to come in. I know some of you had to get up before breakfast.
Yeah, I'm going to go back home and take a nap.
Yeah, and don't worry. I'm in charge of babysitting Scott, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll make it through the night somehow, some way. Jerry, thank you so much for having us on.
Yes,
thank you, Jerry.
Kelly is used to babysitting Scott because they do a podcast together, True Crime on Easy Street.
Oh, I didn't. Right. A shameless plug. Thank you very much,
Kelly Turner.
That's right. We'll take those anywhere we can.
Yeah, anyway. Anyhow.
That's right. We'll see you at Easy Street on December the 10th.